It's okay, little growl. Little growl? Where did she go? Oh, wait, is that her?
Well, she was just here a minute ago. Did you see her, Mr. G?
Yeah, but now she's like really gone.
Well, somewhere in the jungle, she's out on the prowl. She's just a little tiger cat, and her name is Little Growl. She looks just like her mama, with stripes and claws and more, but a little smaller than the rest, and you can hear it in her roar. But she will grow.
She's a little tiger cat,
and she will grow.
She's just a little tiger cat,
and she will grow. Her tiny paws. She tries her best to climb a tree, but sometimes she still falls. She's bouncing on her shadow now, tries to catch her tail, pretending she's a great big cat that's following your trail. But she will grow.
She's a little
tiger, and she will grow. Yes, she will, uh-huh. You can bet she'll run and jump even higher. High! And it may seem like a long, long time, but someday we'll be here soon. Well, little tiger's waiting, just like you.
She's over there.
Whoa. What was that?
Now she's over there. She sounds different.
Ooh, there's nothing little about that growl anymore.
I wonder if... Ooh. Here, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Here, nice little... Kitty.
So if you hear the footsteps of tiny paws so small, followed by a faint meow, you hardly heard it all. Just remember in the jungle, she's out on the prowl. Well, she used to be a little cat, but she's so much now. But she will grow.
She's a little tiger.
And she will grow.
She's just a little tiger.
And she will grow. For all to see, yeah. And she will grow.
She's a little tiger.
And she will grow.
She's just a little tiger.
And she will grow.
My name is Sarah. I work at the World Wildlife Fund. My organization protects wildlife and wild habitats around the world. One of the animals we work to save are tigers. Here are some fun facts about tigers. They're great swimmers. The average tiger has more than 100 stripes, and no two tigers have the same stripe pattern. And tigers see 6 times better in the dark than we do. Did you know that there are only 3,900 tigers estimated to still live in the wild. That's not a lot. Many of them have lost their homes due to forests being destroyed. They are also hunted for their bones and skin. And climate change has also contributed to their population decrease. Tigers are really important because as large predators, they maintain healthy forest ecosystems for other animals and plants. The tiger's hunting activity keeps other animal populations under control, which keeps the environment in balance. To protect one tiger, we must conserve around 25,000 acres of forest. WWF works in countries like India, Nepal, and China to keep tigers alive. But we need your help. One of the things you and your parents can do to protect tigers is buy recycled or FSC certified products. Check for the tree label when you shop to buy paper products that come from sustainably managed forests. You can also go to World Wildlife Fund's website to learn more about tigers. Go to www.worldwildlife.org.
Schreibt, das sieht lustig aus. Er kommt zu dir ans Bett, wie super nett. Er ist immer für dich da, wie wunderbar. Sammy lässt dich nicht alleine. Sammy hilft dir auf die Beine. Sammy ist cool, weißt du, was ich meine? Sammy der Tiger ist ein ganz, ganz lieber Mann. Ein lieber Tiger. Wird es unangenehm, kannst du Sammy ganz fest in die Arme nehmen. Dann wird alles wieder besser, dann wird alles wieder gut. Denn mit Sammy an der Seite hast du Doppeltiger-Mut.
Yeah. Er ist immer für dich da, immer für dich da. Sammy der Tiger ist immer für dich da.
Sammy ist genauso hip wie Dr. Superschlau. Und was du jetzt brauchst, weiß er ganz genau. Jemanden, der bei dir ist und deine Hand hält, deinen Freunden dieser großen Krankenhauswelt. Sammy lässt dich nicht alleine, Sammy hilft dir auf die Beine. Sammy ist cool, weißt du, was ich meine? Sammy, der Tiger, ist ein ganz, ganz lieber Mann. Ein lieber Tiger, er ist für dich da.
Immer für dich da, immer für dich da.
Wird es unangenehm, kannst du Sammy ganz fest in die Arme nehmen. Dann wird alles wieder besser, dann wird alles wieder gut. Denn mit Sammy an der Seite hast du Doppeltiger-Mut.
Doppeltiger-Mut, Doppeltiger-Mut. Und mit Doppeltiger-Mut wird alles doppelt wieder gut.
Sammy, der Tiger, ist ein ganz, ganz lieber Mann. Ein lieber Tiger, es wird dich da.
Sammy Der Tiger is the title track off a release by Rangdale out of Germany. And before our friend Sarah from the World Wildlife Fund, you heard Mark Oblinger and Steve Barta. Her name is Little Growl, is from the Jumpin' Jazz Kids CD. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we wanted to learn more about snow leopards. They're cousins of tigers. So with us on the show today is Marissa Naranjan. She is the deputy director of the Snow Leopard Trust, which is an international organization working on conservation efforts for snow leopards. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Marissa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
What is the difference between a leopard and a tiger?
Yeah, so snow leopards are related to tigers, right?
They are. That's thought to be the most like direct relation, I think, in the wild cats is the snow leopard tiger. But if we think about it, you know, some like they share a few countries of habitat. You know, in India, there are snow leopards and tigers, for instance. Physically, you know, tigers are quite a bit larger and also have a different spot pattern / stripe pattern. So their patterns are different, but they are the most genetically linked as far as the big cats. And so the other thing that they've adapted is that the snow leopard has quite a larger tail than the tiger. And it's interesting because you see a snow leopard tail and people think that it looks very fluffy and big. It actually weighs about 10 pounds. And so that is a huge muscle that the snow leopards use to navigate those rocks. So if you think about it, if you're going to cross a beam or something, a curb, and you're walking and you put your arms out to kind of steady you, that's exactly what the snow leopard tail is doing when it's hunting.
Can they just like put it up like a kitty cat does over their head?
Exactly. They sure can.
How rare is a snow leopard?
They're incredibly rare. They are a threatened species. So there's thought to be anywhere between 4,500 to 7,000 left in the wild. And that's spread out. It seems like kind of a large number, but it's spread out between 12 countries. So China is thought to have the largest population of wild snow leopards with about 2,000 individual cats. And then some countries, smaller countries might have around, you know, 40 or 60 cats in the whole country. So they are very hard to find and see and to study. And that's why we always kind of say, like, how do you study something that you don't ever see?
Yeah, well, how do you study something that you can't see?
We do rely a lot on that technology. So, you know, the trap cameras in the area that take a picture anytime something walks by it, they're infrared cameras. We also have a GPS collaring study. So by doing some of that trap camera work, we're able to kind of find those high density areas, meaning areas that we think a lot of snow leopards are living in, and set up some research bases there. So we have a long-term ecological study in Mongolia, and that started in 2008. So now we have over a decade's worth of research that we're able to apply to our knowledge of snow leopards, and then also having a population assessment that's taking place in all 12 countries using some of this technology and science. So it is tricky. It's a lot. Even finding photos or videos of snow leopards is hard. So, yeah.
What do snow leopards eat?
Beth, that is a wonderful question. So snow leopards eat, you know, primarily the prey species that are in their area. So a lot of ibex, which is a mountain goat. So various mountain goats are golly sheep. So you think of kind of the bigger ungulate, which is like anything that has a hoof in the area. So sheep, goats, but then also they eat things like marmots, which is kind of a smaller like groundhog species, and even rabbits. So it can be as big as a huge mountain goat or as small as a rabbit. And if you think about like having to navigate that area to hunt, which is very mountainous and very rocky. So they have to be very, very agile, which means, you know, very quick on their feet and able to navigate a very thin, thin ledge or a very rocky slope to catch these small animals that move very quickly.
What threatens snow leopards?
A lot of times you might hear the word poaching. So snow leopards being killed for their pelts or their bones, which is a threat that is there, but really a threat that the Snow Leopard Trust really addresses is the threat of just living near communities. And so one thing that happens is the communities that live in snow leopard habitat have livestock. So they have sheep and they have goats that are domestic goats, meaning kind of like pet goats. So it's part of their, they're not wild. They've, you know, that they live, you know, with the communities in corrals. And so one thing that happens is when you have a predator in that area, the snow leopard might try to eat their livestock. And so to protect the livestock, communities might, you know, not want the snow leopard to be there. So it's called, you know, retaliatory killings, or if you try to kill a snow leopard to protect your livestock. And a lot of times, you know, communities are saying, we don't want to kill snow leopards, but we need our livestock to be able to survive. So what we've done is try to set up, you know, work with communities, not going in and telling a community what to do, but sitting sitting down and talking to communities and figuring out what are the needs of the communities in this area? How can we best support them so that they can live alongside this predator?
This sounds a lot like the struggles that happen around wolves around the world. It's the situation where the apex predator, the predator, the animal that can eat everything, that's at the top of the food chain, is also the predator that can eat humans, livestock. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're talking about snow leopards with Marissa Naranjan, and she is from the Snow Leopard Trust. We've got a lot more coming up. Stick with us. This is Al Snyder from Zoo Key Songs.
High up in the Himalayas, the snow leopard resides, but the hunters and the poachers have made their numbers decline. Nations of the East and West and zoos all know their worth. We're all working together to keep them on our earth.
I am a sneaky leopard who's feared by every shepherd. The whole world knows my spots. They look like polka dots. I am a sneaky leopard whose temper's sharp and peppered. They hate to fight with me. When I'm around, they flee. I'm beautiful to view, with grace that's rare and strange. My disposition too will never, never change. I am a sneaky leopard that's feared by every shepherd. But I have got this bug. Someday I'll be a rug. I am a sneaky leopard who's feared by every shepherd. Be careful what you do, or else I'll pounce on you. If you are in the jungle, don't ever make a bungle. These words I say to each, better keep out of my reach. Don't simply stand and stare if I come into view. Keep running like the devil, or you'll be black and blue. I am a sneaky leopard who's feared by every shepherd. When question gets my goat wheel, I become a leopard coat.
Song put together in a collection by the Countdown Kids called Circus Songs for Kids. That was the Leopard Song. And you are hearing in the background Blue Dot Sessions. Right here on the Children's Hour, we're learning about tigers and snow leopards. Lots more information is at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Tigers and Snow Leopards, and see if you can spot the hidden snow leopards on the mountains. We'll be back with a lot more with the Snow Leopard Trust right after this.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.